In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we will look at the final portion of Psalm 117, or Psalm 118 in most Protestant Bibles. You may have, when you read the Gospel readings for Palm Sunday, or when you listen to the services, wondered about the meaning of the word Hosanna, the children shouted to Christ as he entered into Jerusalem. Well, that word in Hebrew comes from this passage, beginning with verse 25. It says, O Lord, save now. And in Hebrew, save now means Hosanna. O Lord, send now prosperity. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. Christ comes in the name of the Father. As we heard in the gospel reading today, Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. And in John chapter 5, verse 43, speaking to the Jews that were rejecting him, he said, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. The fathers say that here Christ is alluding to the Antichrist. Why would so many reject Christ, and why will they embrace the Antichrist when he comes? Christ tells us in the verse before and after, he basically says it's because they don't believe the scriptures, and also because they're seeking the glory and praise of men rather than seeking the honor which comes only from God. Also, while teaching in the temple during Passion Week, Christ said in Matthew chapter 23, verse 29, For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. The fathers point out that he was speaking about the time after his crucifixion, because obviously the people did continue to see him up to that point. But prior to the final judgment, only those who open their hearts to Christ and receive him are able to see him. Only those that cry out to him, save now, and recognize him as the Son of God who comes in the name of the Lord, are able to apprehend who he is. That's why we say these words at every liturgy and at almost every matin service. On the day of judgment, everyone will then see him, but those that have not accepted him as their Savior and recognize him for who he is before then will recognize who he is with grief rather than with joy. As St. Paul says, at that time, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And verse 27 says, God is the Lord and hath appeared unto us. We hear that verse at almost every matin service. And the verses that follow, there are several verses that we repeat between the repetition of that verse, all come from this psalm. So we see how important the psalm is in the life of the church, because we hear it almost every day, and I think probably it may very well be that at some point in the service or another, some verse from the psalm is heard at every cycle of services throughout the year. Here the prophet David makes clear that the stone which the builders rejected, which we spoke about last week, and the one who is blessed that comes in the name of the Lord is Jesus Christ, who has appeared to us in the incarnation. God could have left us to our own devices. He didn't have to reveal anything to us. He was under no obligation to do so. And because he is infinite and he's totally beyond anything that we're able to understand as he is, we can only understand him as he chooses to reveal himself to us. But because God loves us, because he desires our salvation, he has appeared to us and he's revealed himself most perfectly in the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ordain a feast with thick boughs, even under the horns of the altar. Bough is a word we don't use very often anymore, except when we do the song for children, When the Bough Breaks, the Cradle Will Fall. But that word is an older word that refers to branches. So it's talking about thick branches, and it says, Ordain a feast with thick branches, even under the horns of the altar. The fathers say that these thick branches refer to the packed assembly of the faithful at the Feast of the Services. And this tells us how important it is, especially on Sundays and feast days, for us all to come together and to pack out the church and to worthily receive from the altar the very body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Earlier, we heard the words, We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. That's where we should be on a regular basis, in the house of the Lord, blessing God. We should come to the services regularly with joy, so that together we may sing God's praises. As St. Paul says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but to exhort one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching, the day of Christ's return. It's important that we as Orthodox Christians, if we place a high value on our faith, if we place a high value on our relationship with God, that we place a high value on coming together with our fellow believers and to worship Him as often as we can. Now, often people are prevented by circumstances from being able to do that. And you can always pray in your home. You can pray with your family. Sometimes you may be all by yourself, but you can still do at least some of the services on your own. But you should never neglect the opportunities that present themselves to come, especially on Sundays and feasts, to praise God and to worship and fellowship with your fellow believers. Verse 28, Thou art my God, and I will confess Thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt Thee. I will give thanks unto Thee, for Thou hast heard me, and Thou art become my salvation. God hears us when we pray according to His will. When we confess God, exalt Him, and praise Him, we open up our hearts to receive His grace, and He becomes our salvation. As we said 2 weeks ago, God always wishes to save us, but when we change our hearts towards Him, He becomes our salvation. And this psalm ends with the very same words with which it began. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Christ is risen.
Amen.